For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has announced plans to use a bond issue to pay for construction of a new state psychiatric hospital in Fulton. Marshall Griffin has details.
Fulton State Hospital opened in 1851 and is the oldest state mental hospital west of the Mississippi River. Nixon says the bond issue will be part of his overall state budget request for next year, and that it's sorely needed to rebuild an aging and sometimes dangerous facility.
Based on workers' compensation costs, it's far more dangerous to work here at Fulton than any Department of Corrections facility.
Nixon says the bond issue is designed to generate roughly $200 million toward the estimated $211 million price tag. He's also released $11 million earmarked for the new facility's design phase. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon plans to sign legislation that would offer up to $1.7 billion in incentives over more than two decades in hopes of landing Boeing's 777X. Lawmakers approved the measure during a one-week special session last week. The incentives will be an important part of Missouri's bid to assemble the jetliner. Nixon scheduled a bill signing ceremony for today at the James S. McDonnell Planetarium in St. Louis. Boeing currently builds military aircraft in the St. Louis area and employs about 15,000 people in Missouri. The aerospace company requested proposals from more than a dozen locations for the 777X after a machinists union in Washington State last month rejected a proposed contract seeking to replace their traditional pension with a defined contribution savings plan. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says it is a good time for the State Board of Education to, quote, monitor and evaluate concerns raised about Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro. The Kansas City Star reported newly disclosed emails show Indianapolis-based CEE Trust was hired as a consultant tasked with developing an improvement plan for the Kansas City District and other struggling schools. The bid was nearly three times higher than the closest competitor. There also has been controversy focused on other education department emails over a ballot measure dealing with teacher tenure. Nixon was asked about Nicastro during a news conference Monday. The state board selects the commissioner. Board President Peter Hershen said Monday the board selected CEE Trust after an open and competitive bid process. He says it was the clear choice. The University of Missouri-St. Louis is breaking ground on a new undergraduate science education building. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the new facility will be tailored to a more interactive style of learning.
The dean of UMSL's College of Arts and Sciences, Ron Yasbin, says science education used to mean students going to lectures on campus, then working through homework problems on their own, outside of class.
Nowadays, we're trying to do most of the problem solving in groups in the classroom so that everybody learns how to solve the problems and everybody learns how to think correctly, and they do a lot of the basic lecture material as homework.
Yasbin says UMSL's new science facility will be designed to promote that kind of group-based learning with more interactive lab and study spaces. The science learning building is scheduled to be completed in the summer of 2015. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A $50 million bond issue for Columbia Public Schools will officially go before voters in April after the Board of Education approved it for the ballot last night. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the bond issue will come with a property tax increase of 4 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. That would mean the average homeowner with a house assessed at $150,000 will pay an extra $11.40 per year. The tax will pay for a new elementary school, facility needs, and an addition at one or more elementary schools which have not yet been named. The funds may also go to improvements at Douglas High School and athletic facility upgrades at Rockbridge High School. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has released plans to fund construction of a new state mental hospital in Fulton. He says his state budget for next year will include a bond issue designed to generate roughly $200 million to help cover the projected $211 million price tag.
With interest rates still at historic lows, this bond proposal is a fiscally responsible and measured approach that will ensure a new facility can be built that is safe, secure, and conducive to healing.
The governor Monday also released $11 million earmarked for the design phase of the new Fulton State Hospital. Much of the current facilities are in need of repair. Nixon told reporters that based on workers' compensation costs, it's more dangerous to work at Fulton State Hospital than at any state prison facility in Missouri. Fulton opened in 1851 and is the oldest state mental hospital west of the Mississippi River. A panel of federal judges has stayed a Missouri man's execution a little more than a day before he was set to die. Alan Nicholson had been scheduled to be put to death at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday for killing businessman Richard Drummond in 1994. But late Monday, a three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1 to stay the execution on Nicholson's claims of ineffective counsel. A message left by the Associated Press with Nancy Gondert, a spokeswoman for Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster, was not immediately returned. However, the state is expected to appeal the decision to the full appeals court. Meanwhile, the Missouri Supreme Court has set an execution date for a man convicted of killing a jewelry store owner more than 2 decades ago. On Monday, the state high court ordered that Herbert Smalls be executed January 29th. Smalls was convicted of the 1991 murder of Chesterfield jeweler Stephen Honickman. Smalls was originally sentenced to death by a St. Louis County jury in 1992. His attorney filed several appeals, but the U.S. Supreme Court denied his final appeal in April 2009. The state Supreme Court set the most recent execution date days before Missouri was scheduled to carry out another execution at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday. The execution of Joseph Franklin in November was Missouri's first in nearly 3 years. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.